from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Officials in Nepal are reporting that more than 1,800 people have been confirmed dead as a result of an earthquake. Anjana Pasricha reporting from New Delhi now that the quake shattered buildings, buckled roads, destroyed temples, and left thousands homeless.
The massive scale of the tragedy unfolded in the hours after the earthquake, flattened homes, damaged buildings, and split open walls and roads in the bustling Kathmandu Valley, home to 2.5 million people and Nepal's main cities. But the devastation could be much wider because scores of tiny villages perched on Himalayan slopes have not yet been accessed. The epicenter of the killer quake, which struck shortly before noon Saturday, was located 80 kilometers northwest of Nepal's capital, Kathmandu. The death toll climbed rapidly through the day as the army and police launched an effort to rescue people. The earthquake also triggered an avalanche at the Mount Everest base camp, killing several guides and mountaineers and flattening many tents. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State says its military forces carried out airstrikes in Syria and Iraq on Friday and Saturday. In Iraq, coalition forces conducted 11 airstrikes near the Fallujah, Mosul, Ramadi, and Tal Afar, struck, disabled, or destroyed IS fighting positions, vehicles, and heavy machine guns. In Syria, near Kobani, coalition forces conducted 4 airstrikes using fighter aircraft. Despite the strikes on Saturday, Islamic State militants exploded 3 suicide car bombs at the border. The border crossing between Iraq and Jordan on Saturday, killing at least 4 Iraqi soldiers. Another 10 people were reported wounded in the blast. This is VOA News. Al-Qaeda's Syrian affiliate and its allies seized the latest major government-held town in Idlib province on Saturday, giving the rebels a possible route to the coastal heartland of the Assad regime. Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and the Al-Nusra Front and the Islamic Brigade took full control of the northwestern town of Jisr al-Shagur on Saturday after 4 days of fighting with Syrian forces. Analysts say the fall of Jisr al-Shagur opens up a strategic route for the rebels to neighboring Latakia province on the Mediterranean coast, a bastion of support for President Bashar al-Assad. Fighting continued Saturday between supporters of Yemen's president and the Shiite Houthi rebels in the port city of Aden and other parts of the country. Saudi-led coalition airstrikes also continue to hit Houthi targets. Security officials and eyewitnesses say that the fierce street battles in Aden took place as Houthis tried to gain a foothold in 2 districts. Western governments and Sunni Arab allies in the coalition say that Iran is financing and supporting the Houthis. Tehran said the rebels deny the allegations. Vote counting has begun in Togo's presidential election, where President Faure Gnassingbé is seeking a 3rd 5-year term. He assumed that office in 2005 upon the death of his father, Gnassingbé Eyadéna, who ruled the former French colony for 38 years. Opposition leader Jean-Pierre Fabre, who also ran for president in the last election, is expected to come in 2nd in the single-round presidential polling. President Obama used his weekly radio address to the U.S. to press for approval of his Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. Mr. Obama said the new trade deal is needed to ensure the United States keeps pace with China in the negotiating trade pacts across the world. Mr. Obama said he's committed to making sure the trade agreements will not result in American workers losing their jobs.
The trade agreements I'm negotiating will drive a race to the top. And we're making sure American workers can retool through training programs and community colleges and use new skills to transition into new jobs.
President Obama is pushing Congress to give him trade promotion authority, where Congress would vote yes or no on trade deals that do not make any changes in them. 25 years ago Saturday, the Hubble telescope was deployed from the Space Shuttle Discovery, loaded with an array of instruments designed to tell us about the universe. Scientists say Hubble has painted a picture of the solar system and beyond that has changed astronomy forever.
That's the latest world news from VOA.